Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 42, Chasing Ghosts. Part 2 of 3.
Looks like we're going to beat you there.
Hang a left on Hill Street. It's more open.
I know where I'm going.
Do you?
Just trust him. He might know the roads better.
Fine.
All right, just hang in there, Puck.
Oh, quick. Don't know if there's any more coming. I won't be able to finish him off.
We're still a good ways out from his location. You're going to have to take care of him.
I ain't bit. All right, I'm not turning. Just get here, okay? My leg's fucked.
He didn't mean that we... Just keep applying pressure.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Puck!
Oh, no.
That fucker. I'm still good. I just had to shoot at...
Then stay off the radio and watch yourself.
We're not that far out.
Should be a next right. Sorry. About before. Wasn't trying to hurt any of you.
We don't need to talk about this right now.
What was he doing out of the jail? Who was with him?
Robbins, Carl, and Muldoon.
All of our soldiers.
Oh, man.
Is that way? Looks like smoke, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Heading there. Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah, we'll be ready. Twin Towers Correctional Facility. It's a lot like our tower in Dunbar. Tell me that's some kind of coincidence.
Crazy, huh?
Puck, where you at? I think we're here.
Come on, man. Pick up.
Puck, this place is big. Where are you?
Oh, Victor. By the lone dock. Hurry.
There. Turn in there.
We rounded the corner into the open area. The first thing we saw was the truck, on its side, smashed in on the left with a small trail of smoke coming out of it. The next was Puck. He was leaned up against the chassis on the ground, with Datu's gun next to him. Blood soaked his left leg and left arm, while his face was bruised and swollen. I could barely tell who it was.
That's close enough!
No! Mama, stay back. Let us go first.
No!
Riley! There and there. I got this side.
Oh, man.
I got this. Just help out when I ask, all right?
Just get me out of here.
Sit back and let us work. Don't move. There's no one else here, right? No one we can help inside?
No.
Truck's destroyed. Oh, the 50 cal too. I can't fix it this time. We just gotta get whatever ammo's left.
Puck, breathe in and out. Normal. Best as you can, okay? Airway's good. Lungs aren't a problem.
It's just everything else, huh?
God, look at this thing.
What?
Just watch our backs. Stop fucking around.
Tib fib, compound fracture, and I think it's almost broken. In a few spots. Bleeding's not too bad, but...
He might have a concussion.
Got bruising all along here. Something must have hit him hard.
No shit. Fucking thing over there.
I'm gonna lay out the stretcher. Should we move him?
Yeah, do it. There might be more.
Put a C-clamp around his neck. We'll stabilize him the best we can.
All right. We gotta move you on to this. Let us move you, okay? 3, 2, 1.
He's on.
Get that in.
Wait, get the camera.
We need you to...
No, get it. This won't be for nothing.
I got it. I hope it still works. It's all beat up.
Shit, I need to stabilize his leg a bit more.
If you get the chance, you may want to see this.
What are you... Whoa. Is it a behemoth or...
Oh, fuck if I know. When did they get it all, Perry?
No, it's just the one.
Jeez, it's missing its head. Hey, get a picture of this thing.
I think it worked. Maybe.
All right, get over here. Grab the other end.
Go!
Get that tooth gun, too. Don't leave it.
What, that thing? Sure. Shit, we got movement!
They're inside!
Open the back doors. We need to keep them flat. Lay out the pillows and blankets to keep them stable in the center.
Riley, go! I got our backs!
I'll go in first.
Oh, hang in there. We're almost...
All right. Lower him. Slowly.
Easy, him. I'll stay back here with Puck. Just get us through the colony.
Wait. Take the gun thing. I'm grabbing the other 50 cal ammo.
I'll cover you.
Only one box left. So, can you help your mom?
You drive?
Yeah.
Call Michael, tell him to turn around and head back to the colony.
Not Dunbar, but
I have more medical equipment there.
Michael, turn back around. We're coming your way. We got him.
Let me know when you get close to the old tower. We'll meet up and escort you the rest of the way. Is it just Puck?
Yeah. He's the only survivor.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it back tonight. I'm kind of stuck here at the colony.
Who's at Dunbar now? Just Kelly and Lizzie?
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable with those two alone.
Yeah, me neither. Can you go?
I don't know if I can. I have Datu with me. We are about to head to Safe House 12.
Why there? Where are you now?
I'm still outside the gate, and I have to stay with him. 12's the closest place.
Screw that. You should be here.
I know. How is he?
I think he's gonna be okay. He's fucked up, but yeah.
Ah, this is so frustrating.
It's all right. I'll keep you posted.
Well, did he say anything else about what happened?
Hasn't had a chance to. My mom's still in there with him.
You know what, screw it. I'll leave Victor, Max, and Datu here outside the gate. I should be there in a few minutes.
That'd be good. See you soon.
Once we're done here, I'll see if we can find a way to get you back to Dunbar.
Thanks.
Yep. Out.
You get everything you need? CJ's notes?
Yeah, I think so. The spots you mentioned here on this page. Two encounters with Maulers off from Sunset on our residential. Thinking maybe there's something around there. Maybe worth checking out.
So that's it. You're gonna be leaving now.
Well, Riley's sleeping next door, so we'll spend the night.
Even after this, you still think leaving's a good idea?
Well, it might be easy to lose sight with everything that's happened, but there's more than one evil we need to fight. Hey, I brought something for you. For everybody. It's back at Dunbar with our Jeep. Shitload of ammo for you.
Where'd you get that?
Well, I had a mailing list at my shop. I went house to house getting what we needed. I thought you might be running low. Between Riley and me,
Now, we don't need all that. It's mostly smaller caliber stuff, but it should keep you stocked for a while.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. So, Datu, he's changing.
Yeah. They're having him fix something before he's gone.
The water pump thing. Yeah, I kind of put the pieces together from what we heard over the radio. And the radon stuff, too. So remember that biter in the lab coat when we were standing on the roof that night when you first got me?
That? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he worked there.
That's where I heard it before.
Yeah, he's a clever shit. Makes sense our tattooed friend used to work there, too.
You heard all that over the radio?
All that and this packet from CJ's notes on the Maulers. I gotta, you know, get caught up in what y'all have been doing. You know, stay informed.
What about you guys? Between us, is there something else you're leaving out?
If I had anything to tell, I would. To be honest, it's been slim pickings out there. You know how much I'd rather just stay here with everybody? It breaks my heart. I miss you guys. Both do. It's hard, but it's what I gotta do. You may not see it that way, but I'm not a soldier and I'm not a colonist or whatever else you're calling yourselves these days. I get to choose what I think is best. For myself, for the group. It's my choice. Any news?
Nothing's changed. He's stable, still, and resting.
You, think he'll make it?
Fortunately, there's no signs of any internal damage or bleeding. But he's gonna be in that bed for a very long time. It's gonna take months before all the breaks and fractures heal.
Did he tell you what happened?
Just that one of those things hit him. I didn't ask him details about the others. I've just been focusing on treating him. I'm sure his body's not the only thing that went through trauma.
Is he still awake?
I'm afraid to let him sleep with that concussion. It's limiting what painkillers I can give him.
Can you, find out more from the pictures he took?
Camera got smashed pretty good. I think someone's still trying to get the photos off it.
Well, if they can't, don't tell him. Puck was pretty adamant about us getting those. He wants to know that what he went through meant something.
So you have no idea what happened to everyone else?
I think he's waiting to tell Michael.
He left a few minutes ago. Should be here soon.
He's on his way?
Yeah, he is. He left Datu outside the gate. Knew you wouldn't make an exception because you're so careful about who you let be here.
It's all for good reasons.
I'm sure it is.
Hey, what have you got there? Are those the
pictures. We were able to get them off the camera. A few of the files are corrupt, but you can see most of the images.
Can I look?
I don't know how helpful these will be without someone explaining them.
Puck's waiting for Michael. Don't make him relive this twice.
I won't.
I'm gonna go see Lady. There's gonna be enough people in there.
She's with Hope, I think. First house on the block by the farm.
Thanks. Get down that way.
Hey. You have something to say to me?
I don't think now is the best time.
Good. It's not.
I took the liberty of transmitting these pictures up to Kelly. Should be done uploading by now. And we can get her on the speakerphone there to listen.
Why would you need to...
He hasn't really gone into the details of what happened. I think he's been waiting for you.
Oh.
Can I,
I think it might be best if you stay out here.
Yeah, okay. Well, I still got a lot of reading anyways.
If you want, I can stay out here as well. I can listen in with Kelly.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Take the pictures with you. These are your copies.
Hey, Sarge.
Hey, Corporal.
Any changes?
Dizzy, still. Just about every corner of my body's numb now, so we're all good. How many Purple Hearts is this? It's in the line of duty, right?
Is that the biggest thing you're worried about?
No. Guess it's not.
But yeah, you're right. It's covered. I just, set to fill out the paperwork.
Good. Because that's like gold for promotions, right?
Yeah, and I'll be sure to put in a good word.
Yeah, you better. Oh, God. Shouldn't have done that. Laughter's not the best medicine. Oh, shit. There I go again.
Hey, hey, hey. Take a breath. Take a deep breath.
Okay, okay, I'm calm. I'm good. Oh, man. Do you have any idea how much I'd like to sleep right now? It's scary to want something so bad, but can't, because it'll kill you.
Like women.
Oh, man.
Michael.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
I'm going to tell Pegs.
Oh, great. How long have you been listening?
Long enough. I passed her in right after you left.
Jeez, how many people are on that thing?
Well, they're just going to take notes, okay?
Yeah, I get it. At least I don't gotta write a report. That's a plus, right?
You sure you wanna do this now? We can wait if you...
No, if I gotta stay awake, I might as well do this. I could forget after I sleep, so... There's a lot. Where to start?
Well, what time did you get there?
Little after noon. And we ended up going towards the back of the compound and...
Seriously?
What?
I found something. Don't know what he said yet, but it might be important.
He hasn't even started. Why don't you just let Michael...
No. What is it? I want to know. Oh, it's the old guy. Oldest guy now, right?
Sure.
Is that Bert?
Just come on. What is it?
Well, this guy, Austin McKibben. Well, he was in the copies of papers you gave me, and it says here you aren't sure who he is, just that he was on trial.
Victor said he looked familiar, but that was about it. You recognize him?
Oh, yeah. I got a good look at him up close and personal. A few of us did.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, take him, add about, several hundred pounds. Guess what you get? Arrowhead.
What?
You know, the big one who attacked Riley and Angel at the arena, and us at the colony. You know, the one I disarmed and killed at the gate.
No way. What page is that? What's the file number?
He was in the jail with the tattoo man, huh?
Yes, why?
Because he wasn't the only one. People were left to rot and die in there. There was nowhere to go. It gave Roberts a lot to play with.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shirley Jordan, Constance Parn, Scott Marvin, Brett Newton, Claire Doden, Tammy Klein, and I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland, produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland, composer Daniel Burkov Hopkins, series artist Ben Hosack, editors Grayson Stone and K.C. Wayland, Zinterns Lauren Kroom, Ray Husky, voice cutter Brent McLean, print editor Elisa Elliott, line producers Grayson Stone and Blair Wayland. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at WeareAlive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.